Yo, I am back getting at you guys in Phoenix. And yeah, that was my mom. She had called me hollering at me like, are you coming or not? Yes, I'm coming. I'm on the highway. But I'm on 143 and I don't know where to get off at. Been here in a while, but anyways, so yeah, why can it be them? Why is it always you that appears like you have the problem? Why are you the one that appears like you're the one that's always bitchy? But like I said before, better question. Why are you looking at me? Is it because I'm expressing in a different way that scares the fuck out of you? And is that way sounding like discipline? And you're so afraid of how discipline sounds to you? I mean, I have all these fucking answers and people are like, man, Adi, you're just too thorough. You know, you're too expressive, like you're too detailed, you know, you but they make all that sound so bad. And it's like, or you know, this is me asking, are you just afraid that I'm finding or I'm going to find out all these loopholes? Think about it. Think about it. And that's another thing too. People do not think. They're afraid to think. And when they do think, they don't say nothing. That's why I cannot tolerate people that witness shit, but they don't say anything. They don't take up for the person that's getting punked. They see something wrong and they don't say anything. Again, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're just too fucking comfortable with this shit happening. And you know it's not right, but you're allowing it to happen. And you feel like you don't want to, you don't need to stop it. And people say, oh, that has nothing to do with me. That's not our business. Bullshit. Bullshit. But I'm glad shit like that happens because it lets me know who not to fuck with. And see, when people see me stepping in, taking action, not tolerating it, speaking up against or speaking for, they don't want to fuck with me no more. They don't want to be my friend. They don't want to date me anymore. All that talk, oh, I want to marry you. I'm going to make you my wife. I want to be your husband. I want you to be the mother of my kids. I know you're going to be a great mother. Where the fuck are they? It's, I don't know. And I've had guys talk their shit. Oh, with all that shit talking. See, that's what they call my discipline. They call it shit talking. But besides that, they say, I wonder what else that mouth do. Yeah. Okay. Like, that's just, that's disrespectful. And you are You totally don't get me. You don't get me. If you're trying to figure that part out of me. Oh, but I'm the one that has to adapt to it. So who is right and who is wrong? Answer me that. Tell me, I want to know. Oh, but I'm the tight ass, right? Get the fuck out of here. You got no brain. You can't. You're only using 5% of your fucking brain. To me, that is unacceptable, and I will not argue with stupid people. So, why not them? I'm asking you that. Why not them? Why is it always me? Why is it always what I think that is wrong to only you? Why does it bother you so much? I'll tell you why. 'Cause you don't like it. Or because you know I'm right. Because maybe you can't answer it. You can't answer that. Maybe because you really got comfortable living that way. The fuck is wrong with you? Crazy, man. Fucking crazy. You people. I'll say it. You people. I just get a lot of slander. I get a lot more hate. No one can have an intelligent, real conversation about truth. You can't face it. You're just gonna look at me like, oh damn, you know, she's the one with a problem, or man, she's mad. I always appear mad to everybody. But this is my passion that you are hearing. No one knows the fucking difference. No one knows the fucking difference. They can't identify the difference. Again, what is wrong with you? Can't you take this as strength? No, you can't. If this is how you're looking at me, you can't hear my voice and say, damn, she's strong. She's somebody that I want to be. I wish I saw it like how she sees it. I wish other people saw it this way. When somebody with real knowledge talks to me this way, I get turned on. While all of you guys get mad. Oh, you guys get pissed. But you know what? I love it. I like it when you're mad. One of my favorite rappers said it, and I can't think of his name right now. Look at this bitch. She knows she sees me coming, but fuck. She can't even move out of the fucking way. See, this is what I'm talking about. Right there. She saw me coming. Felt like she didn't need to move. Fucking smut. I'm out for now. Peace.